Terrorism in Athens doesn't faze a ministry. Rats are causing a food shortage in Northeast India. And Operation Blessing hopes students will opt in 2007. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Authorities are calling Friday's rocket attack on the U.S. Embassy in Athens an act of terrorism. No one was injured, although the blast rattled nerves as much as it did the building. AMG International's Cosmo Vision Center is located in Athens and has a long-standing work in the region. AMG's Tassos Ioannidis.
We are monitoring the situation very carefully. Right now, we don't have a lot of concern. The group that is responsible for the bombing, a group named Revolutionary Struggle, is fairly new. And this is the second serious attack and the first against American interests. So we are monitoring it carefully, but we are not very concerned yet.
Ioannidis urges prayer on behalf of their staff.
We see this as an opportunity to make the gospel known, and we want to reassure people that it is safe to go there. And until we have a clearer idea, we'll keep an eye out.
Next, Bibles for the World calls it a 50-year famine. It's not caused by what you might think. Bibles for the World's co-founder, Moe Padidi, says every 50 years, something spectacular happens.
The most common type of wild bamboos in Northeast India blossoms, and then disaster comes. When the bamboo begins to blossom, the rats will rampage through the rice fields. Rats love the taste of the blossoms, and they quickly go into a feeding frenzy.
The chief minister of Manipur is Hindu and protects the rats as rats are deified. Padidi says Manipur's rice harvest was especially hit hard this year.
They thought they were going to have a wonderful harvest this year. And then the farmers went to their rice fields to harvest, and overnight the rats had devoured all of their harvest.
Bibles for the World is distributing rice and Bibles. Funding is needed to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Operation Blessing's volunteer program just started a new movement called Opt In. It mobilizes college students into chapters to educate and recruit other student volunteers for disaster relief. OBI's Karen Ball says the program addresses all kinds of needs.
Sometimes you hear about people in your community whose home has been badly damaged to a flood or a fire, and they don't have insurance and they're not able to physically do the repairs themselves. We would hope that an opt-in chapter would adopt that family and go in and help them with their rebuilding work.
Ball says meeting physical needs brings opportunity to share the hope of Christ. She points to the New Orleans Rebuilding Project as a key example.
Other people that may not be Christians see all of these people coming in, by the hundreds and the thousands to help them with their rebuilding. We've seen firsthand how it's changed people's lives and they've given their life to God.
Meanwhile, the Russian Orthodox Church is now joining evangelicals in their objection to a new law that would restrict religious freedom in Russia. Russian Ministries reports the law on non-governmental organizations would require NGOs, including churches, to register with the state, list members outlining funding sources, and list all meetings. Many complain the law gives too much leeway to the government to shut down churches and ministries. The new law goes into effect April 15th. Pray that the law would be repealed. And while Easter's a few months away, Lifewater International is already gearing up for Significant Sacrifice. It's a program that will provide life-giving water and the gospel to people without. During the 40 days before Easter, Lifewater wants you to consider giving up your favorite beverage, food, or activity as a way to focus on Christ's life and sacrifice. Then send the money saved to Lifewater to help provide water and the gospel. Last year, 3,000 people got just that. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Open Doors Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.